Rush Top 10. The best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app.
Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93.1.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Friday.
Yes, it
Yay.
Is.
So, yeah, for you guys who are planning to do something special, whether it's an out-of-town trip or maybe just dinner at the mall, doesn't matter. Do something nice. Do something you enjoy. And for some people, that translates to not going anywhere and just staying in bed.
Oh, amen. Do yes. something for yourself.
Yes, do it. For some people, it's going to the spa, having like a complete treatment, body scrub, facial kind of thing.
Mm,
for some people,
good.
It's like eating to their heart's content.
Sounds good too.
Let's do everything this weekend. So
yeah. Let's indulge.
Let's enjoy. So today, we do have a top 10 thanking Blue Gray and Your Cup of Tino for the topic. It's a little weird because Your Cup of Tino didn't suggest this as a topic. He just made a tweet.
Okay.
And then Blue Gray, who read Your Cup of Tino's entry, was like, hey, this could be a topic, and suggested it. That's why we're saying it's from Blue Gray and Your Cup
of Tino.
It's
like a little collab.
It's a little collab, okay? So today, we are doing the top 10. Hashtag, Gawing Pinoy Tabloid.
Oh.
Can you imagine, like, global news, entertainment news, pero okay. Pinoy tabloid style.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, for example, let's give you examples. It can be, like, current news. It can be old news. Mm. As long as it was, like, major,
okay.
Give us the Pinoy tabloid version of it. So, for example, Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. Adam Levine, F-boy, Behati, may kahati?
So hindi nga kahati because a fifth woman came out, right?
Behati, hati-hati. Oh, ganon, di ba? So, hindi na lang isa eh, di ba? So,
I know. Like,
and people always say, in one comment section, the yoga teacher thing.
Yeah.
People were saying, why is it always like that? You know, the moment somebody comes up, like, suddenly everyone's, oh yeah, me too, me too, me too. Why didn't you like complain when it was happening? And a lot of people, you know, explained that, do you realize how difficult it is for people to speak up? And men would usually just like brush it away and mm-hmm. like, oh, you know, it was harmless, you know, and here you are. So, parang there's like comfort in numbers.
Yeah.
Strength in numbers. So when you see somebody come out with it, you know, you won't be as scared to be labeled as a gold digger or naghahanap ka lang ng attention or something. Although it does happen, ha? I mean, like, let's not also take away that possibility. But if you are, I mean, if it's legit, you're not always as brave to do it when you're by yourself.
Yeah, and for these women, it's not like they're just making accusations without proof. Like, they're literally showing their exchange with Adam Levine mm-hmm. on DM. So, you know, you kind of see it. So you can kind of understand that this isn't just, you know, yun nga, naghahanap lang ng attention or whatever.
And lumabas na yung whole issue na, such an old issue, but like, is flirting via DM? Kunyari, wala naman nangyayari. Wala namang kumakagat. And it's all just that. It's just via text. Is it cheating?
It is. It's emotional cheating.
Oh, diba? I mean, pero, ano, you'd be surprised. There are a lot of people who are saying, sorry, that's not cheating.
Okay. So, I mean, you set your own rules for diba? Your relationship, and, I guess, but...
Tsaka importante dyan, what does Behati think?
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, obviously, if you're the person, guilty of it, you can say, it's not cheating. It's, ask the person you're with, do they consider it cheating? Dapat may usapan
kayo. How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's cheating, of course.
Yeah. I agree.
Pero ang ano lang ha, like, gets, like, meron ding line. Kasi what is cheating? Is just purely communicating with somebody you happen to be attracted to cheating? What if you're talking about legit stuff? Kanyari, like, talking about Adam's music. I really love you. Oh, like, really? Blah, 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 blah. Pero, constant.
Right.
And what if Adam is, for example lang, we're just using him as an example. What if he is attracted to the girl, to the fan? And that's the reason why he's talking to her. He's indulging her.
Yeah.
But nothing sexual. Is that considered cheating? Ang hirap din, kasi merong gradations,
well,
what you would consider cheating and not cheating.
If we're gonna base it on his messages, diba? Parang, you look 50 times hotter in person.
And or iba like, yun. It's a hello.
Ganon.
Sa yoga teacher niya, I wanna spend the whole day with you naked.
Mm.
I mean, hello, I'm talking about hindi rin lahat ng interactions online.
Yeah, of course.
Could be considered cheating even if merong attraction involved.
Mm.
Diba? Yeah. That's a little trickier when you think about it.
It really depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another example, Gawing Pinoy tabloid, Christina Aguilera, na imbyerna kay Britney, nag-unfollowhan.
The dancers, yeah. The whole tirade on Instagram.
And even with casting news, pwede rin Gawing Pinoy tabloid, Henry Cavill, magiging ka-Marvel na nga ba?
From Superman to...
Because there were rumors.
Who knows?
Yeah, there were rumors. Now he could actually like scoot on over into...
Has nobody done it?
Oh, they have.
Like yung crossover.
Yes. Sino nga ba yun? Ryan Reynolds. Green Lantern and Deadpool.
Oh,
and
okay.
Chris Evans. From hindi, pero that's both Marvel na pala. I'm sure there are. Wait. Meron eh, like a couple of them went from DC to Marvel. I don't know kung meron ng Marvel to DC, pero yeah. A lot of multiple
and especially if matagal na yung lumabas yung
kung matagal na.
Previous movie.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure alam ko si ano rin eh, si Thanos. Wasn't he also cast in another... Iba kasi within Marvel. Like, for example, Gemma Chan was part of Captain Marvel.
Mm.
And then she became part of the Eternals.
Oh, right. So, different roles.
May mga ganon. May mga ganong...
Eksena.
And, Gawing Pinoy tabloid, Meghan Markle. Tapos may quote niya. Bakit parang kasalanan ko?
Tapos yung photo na nakapublish, yung nag-viral na photo niya in all black.
Oh, tapos like, umiiyak na isang mata lang.
Yeah.
Isang mata lang yung tutulo.
That photo.
And yung the way she wiped away her tear was so like, parang Vogue.
Picturesque.
Parang picture perfect. One last example, Gawing Pinoy tabloid. Netizens, umalma sa lahi ni Tampalpoo Queen Ariel. So, diba? Queen. Diba? Kasi nga parang isda eh. Diba?
Oo nga.
Tampalpoo Queen Ariel. And when you think about it, yeah. Isda
well,
naman, iba-ibang klase rin, diba?
Uh-uh.
Merong...
Ano yung bisugo?
Bisugo yung nakaano yung nguso. Kaya usually, diba, you call people na lagi nakanguso. Ay, ano ba yan? Mukha kang bisugo. Naka-pout. Pout, oo.
Oh.
Meron siyang mahaba yung nguso niya.
Okay.
Yung bisugo. That's why they always say, pag kaya nagpipicture ka, naka-pout. Mukha kang bisugo. Ganun.
Oh, okay.
So, and tilapia. Meron pa, di ba, galunggong. And then,
lapu-lapu.
Hindi, yun yung mga common. And yung mga iba. Because I'm super not good with fish.
Me too.
Local fish. Pero I hear it lagi. Like,
Sap-sap?
Oo, ano pa yun eh. Popular pa yun.
That's a popular
for but seriously, like, when you go to even groceries lang, and especially markets, yung mga wet markets, grabe yung dami ng species. that you can actually choose from.
That's wild. And do you cook them the same way, usually? Like, puro ba sila pang prito? Pwede ba silang iprito lahat?
I mean, lahat naman pwedeng iprito. Pero very specific daw yung... Kasi si Baby Whale maalam sa ganyan. Alam niya yung mga tambakol, yung mga ganun. Merong specific. Like, for example, if you're cooking pangat, very specific yung fish na gagamitin mo. I mean, obviously, pwede naman. Pero, like, you don't pangat, I don't know, bangos, I guess, you don't.
Ano ba yung pangat?
Yung parang binababad mo siya sa parang patis and something. And so, I don't ask.
Alam ko
me.
Ano, hindi maganda in French. Pangat.
Ang pangat mo ka, Bondi. Hindi, pero gets. Like, very, yeah. Like, for example, escabeche is very lapu-lapu.
Actually, may mga
parang merong ano, may ano match siya. Oo. Merong nagmamatch.
Yeah.
Pag sinigang, usually salmon.
Yeah.
Bangos, pwede rin sinigang. And there you go. That's what we're doing today. Think of those like really viral topics or headlines. And then just tweak it to make it more Pinoy tabloid. If you want to join us, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Gawing Pinoy Tabloid in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But before that, let's do some greets.
We want to say good morning to Bianca and Juice Blank, who says, what's up? Hello to Cactusini. Hello. And Archer Aguilar Uno says, good morning from Malta. It's midnight there.
Nice.
And Malta. Then sent us a photo. It looks beautiful. Hello to Borgie as well. And yes, Juice Blank. Juice Blank sent me a photo of the big four. Roger, Rafa, Andy, and Nole. I've been watching nonstop all the clips since last night. Grabe yung practice nila, ha? Kasi the practice was open to the public.
Wow.
Yeah, at the arena.
Wow.
Guess how many attended the practice? Like almost 15,000 people.
Oh my gosh.
Just to watch them practice. And grabe naman what they gave the people. Unang sabak, big four.
Big four.
They hit together. Yeah, they were on the court together.
Oh
and
my gosh.
Yeah, wala
to
lang.
To see all four of them
sobra,
on one
iconic.
Court.
Iconic.
Have they ever been in one court, all four of them?
I don't know.
In any capacity na naglaro silang
on court? I don't think
as
so.
As double partners?
No. No. Never. So parang nagpractice sila because the Laver Cup starts tonight actually. And day one, and Federer will be playing his last match. And it's gonna be a doubles match with Rafa Nadal. Fedal. My gosh.
Fedal.
So, wow. And all the press conferences were also held yesterday. So, ang daming stuff online. Ang daming content. Also, you want to say good morning to KC and Tier 1, or no, Tier God member, Christer Salvador. Who wants to say hello to Mark Santiago and his impactas, Choi Nate and Niel. Antay-antay lang sa fund replenishment. I love you guys. Hello to Renz. Good morning. Happy weekend. Hello to Mark Enriquez, who says, hope you can greet me. It's my birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Hi, and good morning as well to... Hold up. Chinito Ken and Gene says hi again to his wife Mika, who's at work now. Shout out to her office mates, especially her boss, our Ninong architect Aries Tan. Good morning. And it's also Gene's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday! Hi to Jerome and Edward Villona. Prince Kingsman says good morning and sent us photos from last night's Monster movie premiere because he won tickets to that on the show. I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, sabi niya, di ko kayo nakita kagabi. Well, soon you will because we're gonna be hosting a monster movie premiere.
Yeah, we are.
Soon. Hello to Chabeb, Tabang, Tati, Mama Eri, Abu, Sam, and Jerome. AC, Tier 1 Queen
AC
is also tuned in. And can we just say good morning to Tier 1 King, Philip Chonglo.
Oh my God.
Sending us food again today.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so thoughtful. Thank you so much. But yeah, that's it for greets.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Blue Gray and Your Cup of Tino. It's like a collab. Let's start off at number 10, Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. Leonardo DiCaprio. DiCaprio.
Walang tumama.
Sino si Leonardo DiCaprio?
Tsaka ano eh, nakakatawa kasi minadali mo pa yung correction para hindi na natin pansinan kaso mali pa rin eh.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Carpio. Fiercy Jackson says, Leonardo DiCaprio at Gigi Hadid, may namumuong pag-ibig?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Actually, diba? Looks like it's going in the right direction.
Yeah. Number 9 from the Super Malas Guy. Gawing Pinoy Tabloid, sa hinaba-haba ng prosesyon, J-Lo at Ben Affleck, sa wakas, kasal na!
The way he delivered.
Kasi syempre dapat very Pinoy Tabloid nga.
Actually, no, ang haba kasi ng stories nila.
Ang ganda ng story
after
nila.
Their breakup.
To be fair.
Oo, before they finally arrived dun sa happy ending nila.
I mean, you don't know if it's a happy ending, well, pero at least yung
so
from this point on, ang ganda nung it was them from the beginning. Mm. They broke up. They fell in love with other partners. Mm. They built families together.
Uh-oh, yeah.
You know, and then like after all is said and done, nothing worked. And they found each other again at the end of the road. Ang ganda nung narrative lang. Mm-hmm.
Yung parang super ibig lang sabihin nun when things ended between them, ano pa rin talaga? Parang hindi pa siya the end.
Yung ano eh, yung ito yung nafe-feed yung saying na pag kayo.
True.
Nothing, not even marriage, not even having kids could, you know, break you apart. Eventually, kismet.
You find your way back, yeah.
Kismet will bring you together.
And I feel like, meron din talagang breakups na, you know, there's a finality to it. Alam mo na, that's
oo,
it.
Wala na talaga.
But there are breakups also na parang yun nga, you end, na parang you still love each other. It's just that, alam mo yon, hindi lang nag-work or, I don't know.
That's true.
Maybe it got too complicated, got too difficult or whatever. Pag ganun yung cause ng breakup, hindi dahil nag-fall out of love kayo. Feeling ko talaga, may chance. May chance.
I guess.
Ikaw kasi finality lagi.
Ako talaga
pag,
finality.
Pag breakup, bye.
When I'm done with you. Talagang ganon. Oo, hindi parang chewing gum yan. Tira mo na, ngunguyain mo pa ulit. Wala na nga lasa, dumumi pa.
Hindi, baka kasi hindi pa masyadong fully, ano, nasapsap yung flavor.
Oo, yung may konti pang lasa.
Oo, pwede pa.
Kasi ako, hindi ko yan
dudura. Or pwede pang patungan ng bagong gum.
Hindi, ako kasi hindi ko yan idudura. Kung meron pang lasa. Ganun akong
klaseng tao. You're gonna keep it in your mouth.
I will. And I will only spit it out the moment it's like completely gummy and tasteless already.
Completely drained.
Yes. Every drop. Number 8, coming from Genshin Impacto, Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. Mariah, nung tinanong ukol kay J-Lo, ang sambit, sincha.
When I first heard that, I think it was Paeng who used Cynthia. Siguro Cynthia. Sino siya?
Kasi hindi naman Cynthia. Dapat Cynthia. Kasi diba sa Philippines, when you say Cynthia, it's Cynthia, diba? So mag-work lang siya pag ganun yung pag-pronounce.
Eh kasi pag nabasa mo lang, diba? Siyempre you're gonna read it, Cynthia, huh?
Na-imagine
ako. Cynthia?
Cynthia?
Sinuthia.
Sinuthia. Pero di ba, ibang-iba yung word pero pareho yung sapak.
I know.
Nang I don't know her. So, Sincha.
Sincha. Or Sinach.
Sinach Itech. Ganon. Number 7 from Maxim the Winter. Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. Zayn Malik. Nahuling may ibang holding hands? Aamin na nga ba?
Sino holding hands?
I don't know. I'm guessing he was photographed holding hands with another girl.
Okay.
Memski at number 6. Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. Prince William at Prince Harry nagdedmahan sa libing ni Queen Elizabeth.
Oh my gosh. I just read that article about Prince Harry finding out about the death of Queen Elizabeth online.
Online, yeah.
Like nobody called him, according to reports.
Or...
But then again, he was like, wasn't he on a flight or something?
Parang ganon. Or either he found out online or... Somebody told him na hindi from the royal family.
Yeah, not
na,
from the family.
Check Twitter or something. Ganon. Feeling ko ganon.
That sucks.
I really can't imagine somebody like Harry nakababad sa Twitter. He gets.
We don't know that.
I mean, probably he gets told by his team na parang, huy, ito mo yung ano. Merong balita sa Twitter or something. Gets.
Yeah.
But definitely not from Buckingham. Pero when you think about it, I'm pretty sure kasi hilong-talilong din sila. Mm. I mean, medyo kung wala ka kasi doon.
No, but I would expect William to,
at the very least.
Yeah.
Regardless of what they're going
through. They have
through.
The same relationship with the Queen. And that's their grandma. So, wala lang.
At saka, I'm sure may ano yan. That's a regimented thing. Like the moment the queen dies, merong listahan na yan, may taong assigned to inform everybody concerned. Mm. Gets?
Yeah.
Di ba ganun ang ano, monarchy? It's like they already have like, di ba nga yung London Bridge is down?
Yeah.
Like sobrang alam na nila, pati nga yung funeral procession, they have like to the minute. Like, kunyari, if they start walking at 7:16, ganun na, ganun ka.
By this time,
by 7:18, dapat nandito na sila. Dapat by 7:24. Yun talagang, ganun sila ka-precise.
Yeah.
So, I can't imagine somebody forgetting to inform Prince Harry.
Oh, it was obviously not, you know, forgotten. It wasn't a case of forgetting.
Siguro may nauna lang.
It was deliberate.
It was...
I feel like it was deliberate. Like,
na hindi
you know.
Siya sinabihan? Hindi, ako feeling ko naunahan lang. Like, alam mo yung they were about to call everyone?
That's wild. Kasi hours, kumbaga hours after she passed na yun eh.
Bago siya sinabi.
Bago niya nakita. Kaya nga lumabas na sa media.
Nauna pa yung media.
Yun nga, obviously mauuna yung family, diba? Before maglalabas ng statement sa media. So by the time he saw it, natawagan na yung media at na-skip siya completely.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So sad.
So sad?
I'm so sad for him.
Number 5, coming from Prince Kingsman, Gawing Pinoy Tabloid, Adam Levine, itinanggi ang panloloko sa asawang si Behati, ngunit inamin na siya'y lumampas sa linya. Guru ng yoga, itinawit!
Cross the line!
And Genshin Impacto and Prince Kingsman at number 4. Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. Deadmahan sa premiere cast ng Huwag Kang Mag-alala, B.
Don't worry, darling. Huwag kang mag-alala, B.
Huwag kang mag-alala,
B. It sounds really funny.
Diba?
Mag-alala, B.
Parang, ang weird, no? Na parang, technically, that's the translation?
Pagka, huwag kang mag-alala, B, starring Sasa Girl. Parang very ganun.
Sasa Girl, Mimiya, and Pipay.
Diba?
Pwede. Number 3 from The Caesar Salad. Gawing Pinoy Tabloid, Maroon 5, my latest single, Cheat, Chirit, Cheat. Pumalo sa Billboard 100!
Cheat, chirit, cheat!
Cheat, chirit, cheat!
Alibang bang?
Alibang bang? Chalagin to!
Chalagubang! I cannot!
I swear! Number 2 from Camilo, Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. Duraan sa pagitan ni na Harry Styles at Chris Pine. hindi pa rin malinaw.
Wala kang duraan.
Wala kang duraan. Sinabi na nila. And the top going Pinoy tabloid comes from Not Isidro.
Not Isidro says,
Kim Kardashian kay Kanye West. Ama ka na, akla.
That is so good. That is so good. I mean, I would tell him the same thing if I were Kim. Ama ka na, akla. Ang dami mo sinasabi, ha?
Dami mong kuda.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Right?
Kung alam lang ni Kim yung ama ka na akla,
ako,
eh.
I swear. She would have said it already.
A long time ago.
I promise you. So,
pwede rin kina ano, pwede rin nila yan sabihin kay Ray J.
Kay Ray J.
Diba, ama ka na akla.
Oh. Or si Ray J magsasabi kay Chris, ama ka na ibo. Oh, my Lord.
Speaking of, okay. Have you seen the new Madonna video?
Hung up?
Yeah.
I have not. Yung halikan sila na halikan?
Ama ka na ibo, ah. Alam mo, mapapaama ka na ibo ka.
Oh, my God.
My gosh.
No, but I saw the snippets on her Instagram.
It's so hot.
Yeah, they were like kissing and like...
Why is she fueling my lesbian fantasies? I can't. My gosh, Madonna.
Yeah.
Why you gotta do that, girl?
Diba?
Mm-mm. Ako. Ama ka na ibo. I swear. When I watched it, I was like, my gosh. Nagiinit ako. A lot of tongue action.
I saw a lot of hands.
A lot of groping.
I'm not happening. Familiar with her, though.
Toshika?
Oh, parang ganon. Yeah. Do you know her?
No.
I haven't heard of her, eh. So, but I'm thinking kasi maybe she's like... big in like Portugal.
Maybe.
Or, kasi diba, nandun siya.
Yeah.
She's in Lisbon, right? Yeah. So I'm thinking these are the arts. Pero like when I see the comment section, they're like, yes, queen. Yes. So parang kilala naman ng Americans.
I guess,
so maybe
yeah.
She's pretty big in the, ano ba siya, Latina? In the Latino community?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. But yeah, grabe. And she posted a photo as well of another girl na hindi ko rin kilala. Like they were in a car.
Oh.
And people were like saying, where's the collab? So, ang dami niyang ganyan na mga young girls na.
Ay, Madonna.
And from, remember, like, she used to be photographed or videoed with a lot of young boys. Ganyan, puro young girls.
My, I'm in the wrong country. Oh, my God.
Diba?
Madonna. Oh. Makamagawi ka naman dito.
Pero puro musicians eh.
Ay, okay lang. Okay lang.
Puro musicians.
I can rap. Madonna, call me.
Call me. Sige. And there you go. The top 10 going Pinoy tabloid. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag going Pinoy tabloid in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. And like we said, it's the return of the prodigal Junakis. We have...
Nakshi.
Prodigal Chanak.
We have the return of Marky Strome.
Yes, I am back in the booth. I am cleared to work and I am ready to go. And ready to eat Philip Chonglo's food.
Oh,
thank
my
you
gosh.
Very much.
Thank you, Philip.
Tier 1 King, Philip. Come through! Philip Chonglo. Philip.
Thank you.
Philip Chonglo.
Thank you.
Philip Chonglo.
Parang naging laban lang.
Philip Chonglo. Yeah. Thank you.
Dapat ganyan tayo.
Thank you.
May bago na naman tayo.
And Philip says, good morning. Please say hi to Dr. Larimer Hugo, who is a silent rusher and currently taking care of his baby while listening to you guys. Aww. Say hello also to my fellow radiologists from the Medical City.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Philip. We love you. Hello
thank
to
you.
Edric as well. Yes, we are working on it. He says, something wrong with the live stream? I can't connect.
Yeah, there's like from the very...
Yes.
I know, the very source, there's a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello to Mark Enriquez from Singapore, who's also saying, I can't listen. Sad face. And good morning to your cup of Tino. That's it for the text line.
All right, so here we go. Going Pinoy Tabloid. Thank you to Blue Gray and your cup of Tino. For the topic, let's start off at number 10. Coming from Victoriano, Tom Holland at Timothy Chalamet. Pinagsasabong ng mga fans. Sino nga ba ang mas mahusay?
Kayo, personal preference. Alam mo na natin si Chico, wag natin kausapin yan. Tayo na lang, Mark.
Hindi, sheer talent. Sheer talent. Acting-wise, Timothy Chalamet. Pero like, who's my favorite? Tom Holland.
Bakit?
Favorite nga eh, di ba? Wala namang, di mo naman nakakwalify. Basta favorite mo.
Pero ba't mo siya favorite? Anong reason? What about Tom Holland do you love?
Everything. That is the one thing that I like about Tom
Holland. Thank you, Zendaya, for joining us today.
You know what? Ako both.
Oy,
both
pero ano,
Tom
ha?
Holland.
Alam mo, totoo.
Ako mas Tom Holland.
Ako din, mas Tom Holland.
Oh, only because I've seen more Tom Holland projects than Timothy. Timothée Chalamet.
Kasi, Timothée. I mean, as Timothée. Much as... I just never got into, for example, Dune. Mm-hmm. I tried getting into that, but...
Eh, kasi hindi ka siguro familiar with the material.
I know, but I guess I'm more enamored by the presence on screen of Tom Holland than I am of Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, talaga. Oh, I love kasi Timothy. I mean, as an actor. Pero ano ha, like, underrated din si Tom Holland because he's more known for the blockbuster hits.
As Spider-Man.
He doesn't get enough props as an actor when he's actually very good at what he does. So, yeah. Hindi lang siya, I mean, he's very good with the whole, parang siyang ano eh, he strikes me as, parang, sino ba? Parang, let's say, RDJ. Yung, meron siyang, or Johnny Depp, meron siyang the, tara, kita tayo ng pera side. And then there's the, let's create art.
Yeah.
Yung kaya niya to do both, it's just that mas kilala kasi yung mga blockbuster side niya.
Actually, perfect example ngayong RDJ because, you know, ask anybody about RDJ and they will tell you about Iron Man,
right?
When in fact, he has, you know, he's been around for so long.
Yeah.
And
like,
he's made so many
work.
Movies. Yeah. But, such a good actor.
But in terms of acting, both of these actors have never let me down as opposed to someone else that I watched recently.
Hindi nga eh, actors nga. So...
Hindi naman ano, singer turned actor.
And number 9 from Fear C. Jackson, Gawing Pinoy Tabloid, Kelis, kay Beyonce daw ay nainis. So, pwede ha? Pwede
I
yan
can.
Ha?
Yeah.
I like that.
Pwede, that, pwede.
I would see that tabloid here in the Philippines.
Number 8 from Genshin Impacto, Gawing Pinoy Tabloid, One Direction. May kanya-kanya ng direksyon sa buhay.
Sana bumalik sa music.
And they really, ano ha, they really like...
They took different paths.
They took different paths. I mean, music pa rin-ish.
But different genres.
Different genres. And I think that was a very well thought of move. That, you know, one would go parang more like indie, one would go folk. One went dance. Si Liam, di ba, went dance, all out dance. Zayn went R&B. Para hindi sila ma-compare to each other. So I think that's very smart of them to actually choose different genres.
Yeah.
And I actually really love Harry Styles' choice.
Yeah.
Like where he chose different eras.
Oh, for me, his music's excellent.
For me, it's amazing.
I realize, because I'm familiar with his music, pero I have never actually watched the video of Adore You.
Mm.
Have you seen it?
I don't think
it's actually
so.
Such an amazing video. Like it's very quirky na para siyang ginawang mini movie.
Oh.
Parang it's a story of a boy who struck up a friendship with a fish.
Well, that's very Harry Styles for you.
Like ano ha, like literal isda. Tapos palaki ng palaki isda. Basta ganun meron siyang story and I was like, how have I never watched this? It's amazing.
Speaking of Adore You,
it's amazing.
Idina Menzel has her version on TikTok. It's actually pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that
like,
sounds
like my guitar player, tapos she had a mic and she was just singing Adore
You. It's just so good. Oh. Okay. What? Sige. Oh, sige, some other time. Some other time. Because we could actually do like a, maybe next week, like a little freaky, geeky, cheeky.
About?
For mga charts, music charts. I have an entry.
Oh.
It's very interesting.
Okay.
So, number 7, coming from Maxim De Winter, Going Pinoy Tabloid, Harry at Meghan, babasagin ang katahimikan, Oprah nawindang. Well.
Or Harry, hindi magiging Harry. Harry, tumiwalag sa royal family.
Di ba? Meghan, nga. Number 6.
You had to go there. You had to drag her.
Number 6 from Memski. Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. Tatlong pang-umagang DJ iresto sa kasong pangingikil sa mga tagapakinig.
Very that.
Yay!
Oy, wala namang kikilan and fall.
Kikil ako sa inyo.
Ngayon, ang kikikil na kami, ha?
Kikikil kami sa inyo, ha? Grabe kayo, ha? 6 and 5 are actually like, we're making a little exception for this.
Okay.
Kasi diba usually like global headline. Ito very local yung headline. Mm. From Florence Pew Del Pilar. Radio show at tag-core chairwoman huling-huli sa aktong pang-aagaw ng jowa ng co-host.
Ano to? Future headline?
Future headline. Uh-oh.
Ano? You wish headline ganun.
Number 4 from Lord Camden, Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. Lea Michelle, di daw kayang basahin ng deadline na to.
I swear, grabe yung ano na yan, ha?
That is the most ridiculous rumor.
That blew up, though.
That is just ridiculous.
To the point na kahit pinatula na niya, alam mo yun?
Di ba yung meron na nga siyang, you know, like she had this like TikTok ba yun? Or
yung
reels?
Phone call to ano?
To Ryan,
Jonathan, what's his face? Groff?
Jonathan Groff ba? Di ba Ryan Murphy?
I'm not sure. Pero meron din yata.
Na parang, alam ko parang may Ryan Murphy na parang tumawag siya. She was in bed and she was like, I heard there's really, really like great reviews. Could you read them to me?
Can you read them for me? Oo, yeah. Kasi parang hindi niya mabasa.
Oo, mga ganun. And number 3 from the Super Malas Guy. This is like, ano eh, jumping off of the top entry last hour.
Mm.
Remember the whole Kim Kardashian to Kanye West? Ama ka na akla. Ito naman, Kanye West to Kim Kardashian. Hindi kita tatantanan.
But napaka-perfect.
Diba?
Napaka-perfect kasi hindi niya talaga tinatantanan.
Hindi kita tatantanan. Number 2 from Nat Isidro. Nat Isidro says, Going Pinoy Tabloid, Dwayne Johnson at Kevin Hart, di umano, nakitang nagsasampalan ng tortilla.
The tortilla challenge.
That was just hilarious. And the top Gawing Pinoy Tabloid comes from Prince Kingsman.
Prince Kingsman says,
Roger Federer, Anya, gusto ko nang bumitaw.
Imagine ko kumakain. Gusto ko nang bumitaw. My gosh, Roger. Diba? Wag muna. May isa pa tayong match bago bumitaw.
One more match.
Uh-oh.
And that's today.
Day 1 of Laver Cup. I think it's like mga 3:20 Philippine time. At least last time I checked. Kasi yung singles muna yung mauuna. And the singles will be tonight.
So it's just one match.
For Roger. Yeah, and he, like, alam mo yung ganun na ka bad yung knee that he can't even say goodbye with, like, a singles game. So it's gonna be a doubles match with Rafa Nadal.
Making it extra special.
And he was like, he's going to be in charge. Parang,
and who are they up against?
Jack Sock and Frances Tiafoe. Team World.
Yeah.
Versus Team Europe.
Parang ano siya eh, parang Drag Race UK versus the world.
Actually. Diba? Europe medyo versus ganun. The world.
So, mamaya no 3 a.m. Are you gonna be a mess?
I think I'm just gonna enjoy it.
You're just gonna enjoy it.
I'm just gonna enjoy it. I'll probably cry after.
Yeah.
But I will enjoy it. I will be super into it. Yeah. And
send ka ng cry.
We'll see.
Oo nga. Send ka ng cry. And there you go. We do have two more batches of the top 10 going Pinoy tabloid. But when we come back,
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
Facebook.com/RX931. We're also on Twitch and YouTube Live. Good morning to everybody in the comment section. Yes, we are live finally. We were fixing some stuff here in the booth. Saying good morning to Mark Enriquez. Also saying hi to Colleen, who says, also watch the Korean movie Forgotten, please.
Yes, I'm planning to. That's
JPV
on my list.
JPV is also listening. Hello, good morning. Ronaldo Quino, Juice Blank says, please greet my cousin, Conti Villaluz, a happy birthday. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Good morning to Maynard as well. And we played that one a while ago. Hope you caught it. And good morning to Edric, who says, if you watch Dynasty, Crystal is the character you love to hate kasi papalit-palit. The third one is the least appealing. For me, my favorite Crystal is the first one, the OG Crystal. And then after that, yeah, everyone was just like, meh.
Method?
Not Crystal Method. Crystal in Dynasty. But the first Crystal was gorgeous. So I don't know. I really didn't like the next Crystal. Yeah, that's it for the text line.
Okay, so we've got our top 10 for today. Thanking Blue Gray and Your Cup of Tino for the topic, Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. Number 10 from Genshin Impacto. Roger Federer, babay na nga ba sa tennis?
Babay na, babay na.
Babay
like, he's done a number of interviews and in one of the interviews, he was asked, you know, unretiring has become a thing thanks to Tom Brady, who's like announced his retirement and then, you know, decided to take it back and keep playing. And then Serena seems to be wavering, but I don't think Serena's wavering. I think she was just being playful about it. So Roger was asked, what do you think about it? He was like, no, I'm done. I know this is it.
And it's harder for me, if, alam mo yung nag-outpouring na of love for you.
And then you come back.
And then you come back. Tas the next time that you do finally, and parang people don't really know what to say because they already said it the first time around.
Yeah, and especially
it's going to be very awkward.
Especially, parang it's easier if you're not on the same level as Federer, Serena, Tom Brady because those are like considered GOATs in their sport. So, if ano ka lang, regular player na nag-retire, you can easily go back. Kasi wala pa ngang the whole, you know, kasi it's such a huge event eh. Their retirement is like talked about around the world and all their peers, even those who came before them. Everybody gives you like a tribute. Diba kay Roger nga, ayan na, naglabas na yung video ni na Sampras, Chris Everett, just basically talking about how, like, you know you're my favorite player of all time, right? You know you're the only player that I cry for when you lose. Ganyan, ganyan. So, alam mo yun, parang, and also because Roger, kasi, for him, it's not like he just wants to retire because he's over the game. It's because his body just will not allow him to keep playing. So,
he didn't give up. His body gave up.
His body gave up. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm sure he would play much, much longer if he could, but wala na talaga. I mean, like I said, it's very telling that his final match is going to be a doubles match.
And it's time for him to, you know, and just enjoy what he's saved up.
Yeah, and the kids are like, you know, are growing up fast.
Exactly.
In fact, kasi he was asked, does any of the kid, like, do you think one of them or a couple of them will be a tennis player also?
Oh.
And he said na parang, they all play. But there's one that might just pursue it. Like, might
Like,
you know, might make it. Yeah. And I think I read somewhere na parang he did say na he was gonna talk about it, or he talked about it with Mirka na, his wife, that they're planning to send the kids to the Rough and Adult Academy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that in Spain?
For like summer or something. For the summer or something.
Is
yeah,
that in Spain?
In Spain. So it's really exciting times. And yeah, so
it's also nice to see kids of big stars like really shining.
Can you imagine the pressure though? I mean, Olympia also, Serena's daughter has been like hitting and stuff.
Anak ka ni Roger Federer, tas nando ka sa Roger Federer Academy.
Rafa Nadal.
Ah, Rafa Nadal ba? Ah, okay.
Well, you know, Roger did help open the
I know,
academy,
but or can you imagine, ano, like Rafa Nadal's kid being trained in the Rafa Nadal Academy? It's going to be so weird for the kid.
Just trained na lang by your dad.
I know, right? One-on-one na lang pag ganun. And number 9 from Fierce, C. Jackson. Going Pinoy tabloid. Zendaya, ready na nga ba for more mature roles? Diyos ko, hindi pa ba mature yung
Euphoria.
Role niya sa Euphoria? Para, it's like beyond mature.
Yeah.
They're dealing with drug addiction, with sex, with
violence.
Well,
it's mature, but it's still in a high school setting. So,
but
if we're being technical about it, it's not like mature.
But I feel that she's one of the better actresses in both genres, in both the very cutesy-cutesy and mature style genres.
I would say pang one of the best.
She is one of the best.
Of her generation.
Of her generation.
Yan, sila nila Florence.
Florence Pugh.
Saoirse Ronan. My gosh, I know. These are like such amazing actresses.
See, inventing Anna.
Julia Garner. Yeah.
Julia Garner. Mm-hmm.
And si ano, si Chess Girl, Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah.
These are amazing actors.
These are some of my favorites, and I'd be watching their careers.
Number 8 from ODH, Going Pinoy Tabloid. Ito tabloid talaga. Hito ni Jesse Williams. Malaki.
Dapat ano na lang, hito na si Jesse Williams.
Hito na si Jesse Williams. I swear, ODH.
Hito na ang ahas ni Jesse Williams.
Yon. Kasi diba, hito and dalag are very reptilian.
Is hito eel?
No, hito is catfish.
Ah, okay.
Dalag is mudfish. Eel is igat.
Igat.
So, but when you see them, they're very eel-like. Kasi ang dalag tsaka ang hito can actually survive in rice paddies. So it's kind of gross. I've actually seen it. Diring-diri ako. Kasi parang, yung parang rice paddies, you don't expect like something slithering there. Mm. So mukha siyang ahas talaga.
Tsaka ayaw mo sa malalansa, di ba?
Ayoko talaga. And when you see them dun sa may mud, yung they're covered in mud and then they're like slithering like snakes. Ah, I'm just talking about it.
You don't like things like that, no?
I don't like that talaga.
But snakes, you're okay with? No.
I'm okay, pero like for example, show me a singular snake, I'm fine. Show me like many snakes wriggling all over each other and I'll faint.
Okay. I don't mind watching. Kung kunyari na sa TV lang naman, it's fine with me.
No, I can't.
I just don't want them in real life. I don't want to be in their
cringing
presence.
Me, like, I'm okay with them in real life. I'm okay working with them. I'm okay chilling with them for maybe a couple of days or whatever. But actually having one in my house as a pet, I di ko kaya.
Having one in your house? Ay, di ba bumisita na si Hazel sa'yo nung isang time?
Hoy, hindi pa yan.
Hindi pa
bumisita yan sa'yo.
Ah, oo nga pa.
Ilang beses na. Hazel is the only one who hasn't come to my condo, actually.
Oh!
Kayo nga.
Sina Rika and Chico have.
I have.
Hazel, hindi pa.
Tapos, to tell you a little story about my first time in Memphis. Sabi niya, oh, sige, I'll be out in a minute. Here, have a seat. I'd rather stand.
Dapat may dala ka nung black light.
Yung black light. Hindi, ano ba they call that? The
oo.
Identify.
Yes.
Basta that yun. One. Mm-hmm. I know, I remember the first time we went to my condo, but I don't think we should talk about that.
Which one?
The time when I had to rush and clean it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. That was the first time. But yeah. We'll leave that off air.
We became Airbnb cleaners.
Uh-huh, yes. Number 7 from My Dog Princess, Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. Adam Levine at ang kantang She Will Be Loved. Para kanino nga ba? Eh, di ba even that ano? You do remember the video of that song, right?
Mm.
Like, it was him romancing a girl and then he ends up with her mom.
Oh.
That's how the video goes. If you check out the video of Maroon 5's She Will Be Loved, yun yung story ng video. So medyo merong...
Right, yes, I remember.
Diba? Na parang he ended up with a mom. Yun yung parang punchline ng video. Number 6 from Nero. Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. Okay, we'll give you the explanation after the entry. Matapos ang DNA test, Marky Strome, natuklasan. Tito pala, si Kuya Albert.
I have a feeling.
Okay, FYI for those who weren't listening on that day. Usually, everybody calls Albert Kuya Albert.
Mm.
Si Marky nadula, sabi niya, Tito Albert.
Na Tito Zone eh. Napailing si Kuya Albert siya. Eh. Nakita namin eh.
Tito Albert.
Tito Albert. Okay. And also, number 6, coming from Nero. Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. Yeah, that was Nero pala. Number 5, coming from Prince Kingsman. Beyonce! Nagpasiklab at ibinandera ang bagong Queen's remix ng Break My Soul. Mariah, hinintay mabanggit. Nga nga!
Nga nga talaga siya!
I can almost imagine her like, oh, a Queen's remix?
Siguro oh, I'm definitely the first
tapos,
name there.
Pagdating dun sa mga ano na, mga Kelly Roll, I'm sure nandyan ako. I'm sure. Imposibleng wala ako.
Hello,
dyan.
Andun si Michelle. Andun si Michelle. Dapat andun din ako.
Andun si Madonna. Andun si Liz.
Janet.
For sure, nandyan ako. Hala, wala.
Hindi binamge.
I'm sure. Ano kay reaction niya, no? IRL. Yung like, yung unfiltered in the privacy of her own room. Siguro sabi niya, loko to ah. Loko tong babaitang to.
We'll see kung gaano siya ka-petty, kung magkakaroon ng shady release soon.
Shady release, no. Number 4, coming from Victoriano. Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. Princess Diana, buhay pa raw at nagtatago lamang matapos di umano. Nabayaran ng reyna para layuan ng anak. She's also rich. So I don't think she needs the
money.
I don't think she'd do that for money. She is royalty after all. Kaya nga 'di ba wala silang problema like Meghan did with Harry. Kasi si Meghan is like non-royalty, 'di ba? Diana is. She's like from the Spencers. Mm. Her dad, I think, is an earl. So no problemo there as far as royalty is concerned. Number 3 from Wildfire, Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. The Rock na isubo ni Narda. Ding! Tuwang-tuwa! Kasi bato eh, di ba?
Ang bato.
Ang bato. So ano ba sa...
No comment.
Ano ba sa taga...
No
English
comment.
Ang bato.
Mm.
The Rock! Oh. Number 2 from 7070. Gawing Pinoy Tabloid. Harry Styles! Nilawayan nga ba si Chris Pine? Pwera usog lang daw? You know, that is like the weirdest thing I've ever
But it's such a
heard.
Thing for Filipinos.
I have never done it.
Right?
Like, pag bunyari may bati ako na baby na, ang cute naman, lawayan mo. I'm like, ayoko! That's gross. That's so unhygienic. Kawawa naman yung baby. And I don't even know how it's supposed to be done. Do you lick your thumb? And
I think, yeah.
Make a cross, di ba? Parang ganun yata. You lick your thumb, tas you make a cross sa forehead. Yeah, I think that's how it works. And the top, Gawing Pinoy Tabloid, comes from Simply Nedge.
Simply Nedge, then.
Simply Nedge, Memski, and Genshin Impacto.
They all say...
Kuya Will, si Nampal, si Ate Chris, sa Apakan, sa Oscar Awards.
Hala?
Kala mo si Willie Revillame,
tsaka si Will Smith.
Kala mo si Willie Revillame, tsaka si Chris Aquino. And then... And there you go. One more batch coming right up.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Krister, you are correct. It's the Morning Rush with Chico, Chico, and Chico. Based on the jokes, huh? Based on the jokes, parang dumadami.
Thank God it's a Friday. Before we wrap it up, let's say good morning to Ron, who says, shout out, please. Happy 4th anniversary to me and my partner, Al J. Happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary!
Celine says, please give me and my husband, Warlow, a shout out. We're listening while waiting for our baby at her play school.
Oh. Aww.
Silent rusher since I was in grade school.
Oh, wow.
Says
oh,
wag na yon. Celine.
Wag na yon.
Good morning.
Essential yun eh, di ba?
So hello. Hello Celine and Warlow. Nelson Capara says what's up, and also saying good morning to EJ, who says hi to Jay Ryan and Nathaniel Trillian as always. Hi to Brian, Juice Blank, Ron Barsaga. Okay, that's from Brian. Good morning po sa mga cuties sa Rushers, Juice Blank, Ron Barsaga. Kung alam ko lang na ang adorable ng mga rushers, edi sana matagal na ako nanonood ng live.
Pati ang daming thirsty, no?
No, I don't know what's happening.
Si Jay Ryan at saka kay...
Nate.
Tapos ngayon si Juice Blank.
Oo.
Daming thirsty, ha?
Exciting. Hello to the Super James. On the way to Tagaytay for 3 days, 2 nights stay with my grade school barkada. Wow.
Oh, wow. Saya.
So nice to listen to you on the road. Also, yes, we've tried... Well, I've tried both. He's asking, have you tried Balay Dako and Breakfast at Antonio's?
Oh, I love
yes.
both
yes.
of those.
I love
yes,
both.
Yes.
Yes. And yes. Whoa. Done and done.
I love Dako.
I haven't been in a while though. Like since the pandemic. I haven't been to either.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Either one.
It's been a while. Hello to Mark. And Mark says, can you greet me again, please? Missed it kanina. Thank you. So, hello. Mark Enriquez. Happy birthday in advance. His birthday's tomorrow.
And to Marianne from Finland. Wow.
Whoa.
Listening live from Finland. Okay, that's so cool. Ano yan? Hood ni Marky yan. Scandinavia.
Scandinavia.
Scandinavia. All right, so final batch of the top 10, courtesy of Blue Gray and Your Cup of Tino. Going Pinoy Tabloid. Let's just read you some of the entries. Coming from Wildfire. Pinay, OFW, nawawala, Liam Neeson, hininga ng tulong. Pero parang hindi magandang si Liam Neeson na maghanap. Kasi, hahanapin nga niya, pero papatayin naman niya. Kasi di ba, I will look for you, I will find you, and I will kill you.
Medyo
scary. I don't know about that. My dog princess says, going Pinoy tabloid, Prince William at Kate Middleton, bakit hindi nag-holding hands? Kasi bawal.
Eh bakit si Harry and Meghan?
Hindi, di ba nga, that was the issue na parang...
na they shouldn't.
They should not. Na pagsasabihan sila. Even yung, you know, another thing odd that's actually like forbidden for them. Si Kate apparently nasasabihan. Pagkakausapin niya si George or si sining girl, the princess, yung younger sister ni George, pag kinakausap niya, you know how like when parents talk to their kids, they parang go down on one knee?
Yeah.
Bawal yun. Kasi parang...
They're kneeling to...
They're higher eh. Diba? William and Kate are higher. So they should not kneel in front of their kids.
Okay.
Even if it's to tie their shoe or to talk to them.
Oh.
Parang Charlotte. Just
Charlotte, there you go. Thank you. So pag si Princess Charlotte at saka si... George, hindi nila pwedeng ganun. Tapos, holding hands is also frowned upon. Although, maraming photos, ha, na nakikita naman, even Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, they used to hold hands. I mean, not often, pero there are photos of them.
Yeah.
And they know that they're in public, so I don't know. I don't know how or when the act is inappropriate. Siguro pag ano, siguro pag official...
Okay. Kunyari, official
like,
event.
Kunyari, Queen's Jubilee. Nandun sila sa balcony. Huwag kayo mag-holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi you're there as like working royals. Pero siguro, if you're just, I don't know, walking in the park, I guess you can. Archer Aguilar says, going Pinoy tabloid, late on Mr. Kinasal. Late on Mrs. na.
Isa pang chiko to.
Isa pang chiko to eh. ano ba to? Yung mga host, tatlong Chico. Yung ano, yung listeners, Chico din.
Chico pa din.
Mm-mm. Fear C. Jackson says, J-Lo, ayaw nang may kasalo sa Super Bowl halftime show? Shakira, no comment? Actually, never siya nag-comment, no, to be fair.
She did well. I mean, she just kept quiet.
Yeah, that's actually great. Yeah. Milarazzi says, gawing Pinoy tabloid, mga mananayaw na Virgo, ligwak kay J-Lo.
Ligwak kay J-Lo.
Ligwak. Ligwak
totoo,
kayo.
Ligwak kayo.
Virgo, sorry.
Pasay niyo si Mark Anthony.
Simply Ned says, gawing Pinoy tabloid, Chris Rock, pinalad! Kasi di ba sinampal siya? Kaya
literal.
Pinalad.
Uh-uh.
And Genshin Impacto says, gawing Pinoy tabloid, Christina Aguilera, may patama sa bashers! I am beautiful no matter what they say! James Blunt, umayon! You're beautiful! It's true! So, para silang nag-uusap, di ba? So, at least supportive siya. Supportive co-singer. And the top, gawing Pinoy tabloid, comes from Prince Kingsman.
Prince Kingsman says,
Top Gun Maverick, patok sa takilya. Dating kampiyon na Titanic, pinalubog! So, yeah, that is true. They did. So, basically, ang hindi na lang natatalo ng Top Gun Maverick, Avatar? Tama ba?
Think
kasi
so.
Alam ko ang 1 and 2 is like, hindi, wait, no, Endgame pala.
Endgame.
Already like,
yeah.
I forgot.
Number 1 si Endgame, no?
Endgame na pala. So, yeah. Konti na lang. So, we'll see kung kaya ng Top Gun Maverick yung Avatar and Endgame. Alright, so, do we have one? I don't have one.
I have one.
Sige, fine.
Don't worry, darling premiere. Naganap! Si Florence Pugh, pakak! Harry Styles, pal!
Ligo.
Magaling kumanta!
Shit!
Diyos ko! Ay, okay.
Ano, ikaw?
Wala akong maisip. Wait, kasi I have to think of ano first.
Of a headline?
Of a headline, wait. Ikaw, meron ka. I don't have one.
Ayoko. I don't know. I'm thinking of a headline too eh. But then, ano? Roger Federer. Sawa na sa kakapalo ng bola. Morning Rush DJ naman daw ang papaluin. Please.
Merka, oh.
Impacta, oh.
Merka, oh.
Di, ano lang naman eh, diba?
Mm-mm. Wait, may I ask, spoiling ba when you basically just give your thoughts? I don't see it as spoiling when you just say, oh, I thought this person did a good job or I thought this person did a bad job.
No, it's not.
I don't think it's spoiling at all.
Naman,
I never gave you any hint of what it's about.
Oh, wala naman. I still don't know what the movie is about.
Yeah. So, yeah, just letting all you know, I don't think I've spoiled anything at all. I just gave you an idea of what I thought.
Ay, hindi. Meron ko spinoil.
Ano sinabi ko?
Sinabi mo eh, na ang killer si Dahmer.
Uh-oh. Si Dumb.
Dumb and Dumb.
Si Dumb and Dumber. Oh.
I don't know.
Ano?
Skunk Cornel.
Radio DJ. Nakatanggap ng DM. Bumili ng concert.
Matutuloy ang sa bunutan sa Strata 2000. Sinasabi ko sa'yo. Nasa bunutan ka na on air. Nabusalan ka na... wrong question.
Oo.
Nabusalan ka na ba? Ay, nako.
Tagal mo eh.
Yun na lang. Yun na lang yung headline.
Ano? Yun? Yung headline mo?
Morning, co-host! Kinalbo! Grabe! At saka manual lang, pagkalbo ko sa'yo, yung gamit kamay.
Oh, wow!
Hindi yung ganon.
Isa-isa mong bubunutin
hindi
sa ano.
Hindi clipper ha.
From my scalp.
Bawat follicle. Follicle by follicle.
I'll literally be like pushing them away. And then at a certain point, I'm just gonna be like, fine, fight.
Go for it.
Let me eat my popcorn on the side and watch you guys go at it.
Grabe! Grabe!
Revenge is sweet.
Ay, grabe siya.
Ayan. Mm-mm. Ayan.
Huwag po kayong maniniwala sa fake news. Wala po akong binili.
Bibili pa lang?
Tinatanong ko pa lang kung saan bibili. Nagtatanong pa lang kung saan ba ang bentahan.
I cannot.
Ayun, tama si Van. Chane ang gagamitin ko sa pagkalbo sa'yo. Strand by strand.
Okay. Sabi ni Niro, Hazel, kaboom! Ayoko.
Sige.
Okay.
We'll see you on Monday na lang.
Hindi ko naman sinabi kung ano ah, kung sino yung nag-DM, tsaka kung anong concert ah. Sinabi ko ba? Di naman, di ba?
Gusto mo ng sapak na may kasamang tadyak at sangkatutak na talak sa hinulungan tak-tak at talagang
wak-wak.
Wak-wak. At ikaw ay bubulwak.
Anyway, okay. Thank you for joining us.
We'll see you guys.
We'll
see
be back
Monday.
Tomorrow. So, ay, tomorrow. Hindi pala. Ako lang pala yung tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow and tonight for Countdown Top 7. But we will be back on Monday.
The Morning Rush Top 10. The best-selling books. Hilarious topics. Intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com. And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app. Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93.1.